Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
As you're seated, turn to someone and say, I was that one in the hole. There's a lot that God wants to do while we're here this morning. I haven't talked to Bradley about the message. I am burning and troubled at the same time. Burning with the fire of God. And troubled by the condition of the church. God called me years and years ago. I answered the call, but I didn't change my lifestyle. And you may have to forgive me today if I begin to pray out in the spirit. But I want you to hear what I just said. I answered the call at a place called Beulah Beach, Missionary and Bible Conference. On the shores of Lake Erie. I answered the call and said yes, because I knew his call. Because I knew his voice. But I wouldn't change my lifestyle. Still wanted to drink. Still wanted to have sex. Still ran around and did gossip. Long before all the internet. Found out who was hot and who wasn't. Who to chase and who not to chase. Teenagers, I was the kind of individual that would go to a Bible and missionary conference for young people, sit in the tabernacle, and then go out and have sex. And my father was a pastor. It was the religious people of the church that put Jesus on the cross. It was those that were legalistic who would walk up to the hole in the ground and say, if you could do it the way I've done it, you'll get out, but I won't help you. But then I'm on fire this morning because there's a revelation in my spirit from God's word. This morning, while we were worshiping, the Holy Spirit asked me to grab my iPad in conjunction with the message this morning and to write this down, and I wrote it down. If you are looking for your favorite church, you won't be here long. But if you're looking for the kingdom, you're going to be here longer than I will be because I'm up in years. And I wrote this down. The kingdom of Jesus Christ is the gateway into heaven. He won't be able to put that on the screen because the Holy Spirit just gave it to me. The kingdom of Jesus Christ is the gateway into heaven. What's happening in our churches is breaking the heart of Jesus Christ. Because we want to determine who should and who shouldn't be in the body. We all love to sing Amazing Grace, but we forget who the writer of that song was and what kind of man he used to be. You see, when I went through a divorce in college and all the denominational boards said, the call now is over, I said, what about the blood? What about the blood? What about the cross? I said, I'm also trained in theology. You mean to tell me this has caught God by surprise? You mean he took me in until I blew up and fell in the hole? And now I'm done? These are the kind of religious people that are still in operation today. And they will always be in operation. Come on, church. Somebody said to me this morning that there's a pastor in the community in this area that wants to have the fire that I carry. There's a price to walk in the fire of holiness. There's a price to walk in truth and in allegiance with Jesus Christ. You take out the message of the cross and you would never find me in a church because there's not room for people like me. You see, I can't share a lot about my past because some of you are still religious. My God, I can't believe he was a pastor's kid. And he, well, that's really true. PKs are the worst. And so were you. I knew how to play church. But I knew how to be like the world. Maybe you weren't addicted to sex and to drugs and alcohol. Maybe you just run your mouth all the time. That sin of gossip and sowing seeds of discord is an abomination unto the Lord. Did you know that? I opened up our daily bread today. And today's theme on the daily bread is all about unity or discord. I distance myself, as my Savior did, from those who sow seeds of discord among the brethren. I'm that kind of man. So the title of the message today is Who Should Be Included in the Kingdom? This is not a church. This is a part of the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And since you and I didn't write the script, we can't determine who gets to come in and who gets to be a part and who we ostracize and run off. Ooh, Russia. I told you I could start praying in the Holy Ghost because without praying in the Spirit, you can't be built up in your most holy faith. That's Scripture. We are told in God's Word to pray in the Spirit to build ourselves up. The same man that was involved with slavery and slave trading, God opened up his heart, opened up his mind, and then opened up his eyes, and he began to write Amazing Grace. It's a dangerous thing to go, I only want to be where people are just like me. Spirit of the Lord woke me up early this morning, and he said, compel them to come. Go to the highways and the byways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Come into what? Forward Church? No, into a living, dynamic relationship with Jesus Christ, who's the head of the church and who lives to see the kingdom grow. Come on, church. In a moment, I'm going to share about Brooklyn Tabernacle. This is a message that will start today and go until he wants it stopped. Yes, let me back up again because we have young people here this morning. It is absolutely possible for you to sit in here under the anointing of God, hear the word of God, and the fire coming through the vessel of God, and go right out and get drunk this afternoon. Or end up in bed with two or three different people from different lifestyles. That's where our culture is. And it will freak you out to go, how'd that happen? I was sitting in the presence of God, and now I'm over here in this shack, and I'm doing drugs. Or I'm over here, and we've got three people in the room, and we're doing each other. And some of you as adults are going, I can't believe he's saying that. Grow up. Right now. And realize the condition of our culture and our society. We are in deep trouble. Why are we in deep trouble? Because the church wants to pick and choose who should be in and who should be out. When you start that, put your name at the top of the list and go out. I found this quote this week. In regards to building the body of Jesus Christ, which is the entrance to the kingdom, which is the gateway to heaven. And I want to share it with you. If we are legalistic, we will determine who should be in the kingdom. But if we're scriptural, we'll build men and women of God who will shine the light in dark, dark world. I grew up in a very legalistic background. Extremely legalistic. So I know what the law will do. The law kills. Always has and always will. But it is the Spirit that gives life. So let me say to you this morning as we begin. And it's 11:26. And the Spirit of the Lord, I'm going to tell you where He's going to take us. When I'm done preaching, the Holy Spirit so jacked me up, I thought I was going to go right through the door. When we start singing, one thing remains. There are going to be people who are going to come for healing, and the elders are going to pray for them. That would be in the book of James. If there are any sick among you, have them call for the elders. And we're not here to go, why are you sick? You don't have enough faith. Yeah. Just pray over the sick. Over here, there are those who need to know that Jesus Christ is going to be your portion this week. He's going to be your provider. He's going to be your sustainer. He's going to take you through. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you up. And He's going to give you a sure and solid place to stand in Him. So proportion those who need to know Him as their portion will be here. Healing there. And then those of us that have lived on both sides of the fence. And we as adults can still do it. Come to church, look like, talk like, act like, and go back out into the world, and we're doing what they're doing. That's what I did. I would go into these incredible tabernacle meetings, and soon as they were over, hook up with a girl, and go right back to the room. And the rest of the story, you flesh it out. Over here are going to be people like I used to be who are still playing with the world. And it doesn't have to be sexual. It doesn't have to be drugs. It can be old-fashioned gossip. I'm coming out of Yankee Town Friday after a big meeting in their school, and I see this sign on the right-hand side. Those who gossip to you will gossip to others about you. So if you love that juicy stuff, just know who's next. You are. As they talk about you. Well, I sense the Holy Ghost here. Woo! I sense the Holy Ghost here. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me as I was getting ready to come to the platform. And He said, just remember, son, I called you. They didn't. I've been in churches. I seen my dad run out of churches. I was dismissed in my first ministry when I was in college. I know how churches operate. Yes. Did you all know that what they did to Jesus was illegal? But to make themselves legal, God gave me 7. They're not even in the message except one this morning. Gave me 7 revelations in the night while I was sleeping. And I got them and wrote them down. This is how religious we can be. What they did to Jesus was illegal. But that they might be legal, do you know what they did? The Jewish law said there could be no crucifixion inside the city wall. So what the Jewish people did is they took Jesus outside the city wall and they hung Him up right there. Now what does that mean? Here's what the Holy Spirit gave to me. He said, my son, that would be Jesus, went outside the city so that He could bring all of us into the city. Oh, church! Woo! Oh. What does that mean? What they meant for evil, God meant for good. They said, no, we've got to be so right in what we're doing. We've got to get rid of this pastor because now he's really preaching and it's starting to really scorch us. Let's have some background and backroom discussions how we can kind of get him out of here. They thought the same thing of Paul. And Paul, after he took a good old beating, he got right back up and went right back into the city. Yeah. answerable to God. Not only that my lifestyle stays right here in this house, ultimately I'm going to give an account to the Lord. Well, what about your past? It's the same for yours. It's been blasted out. All covered by the blood. So guess what I'm looking for? I'm looking for people who've been stuck in the mud like me. I'm looking for people that have had sexual problems. I'm looking for people that have had drug issues. I'm looking for people who've been in prison. Oh, do I need to sit down? Look, there's not much difference between the person who's been behind bars and people who've lived behind bars their whole life. When I was a teenager, I never went to jail, but I was imprisoned. Like while I was sitting there listening to these dynamic speakers, I was looking across the tabernacle going, wonder if I can hit that. Wonder if I can get that. I was in prison. Whoa, whoa, the Spirit of the Lord's here, folks. And y'all can't run him out. So get over that. You can't run the Holy Ghost out of here. And you can't run me out of the community. That's already been tried. So, buckle up. Buckle in and listen to the voice of the Lord today. God is interested in people that you're not. God is interested in people that I'm not interested in. God cares about humanity. And he said, whosoever will may come. So we're going to have people coming in to the kingdom who have had sexual addictions, who have had drug issues, who have not handled money properly. We won't put them in leadership, but they are as welcomed as you are. Yes. Who are you? Are you Pilate? Are you a part of that group? Who are you? Today you praise him. Tomorrow you crucify him. Who are you? Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning as we open up the word. And we ask that you would feed us. We ask in Jesus' name that we will walk out of here going, I want to be about his business. I want to be a part of his kingdom. And I thank you that the shackles have been broken. The chains are off. I'm not in the hole. I'm not in the ground. I'm not doing religion anymore. I'm in a dynamic, moving relationship with the King and the kingdom. And I pray that you will set people free. And that we will open up the floodgates and let them come in, that they might be changed as we have been changed. And may we never forget that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. We ask that you would undress all of our righteous ways and put on the robe of righteousness that will reflect his image. And may we carry the goodness of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. In Jesus' name, amen. One more piece before we look to God's word. We'll start it. Man, I love it. It feels like a basketball moment for me. It feels like a coaching moment. Like the game's on. There's heat. I'm getting ready to sweat. And it's like, let's go, baby. Let's tie this thing up. Let's bring this down the stretch. Let's see God's glory erupt in this place. Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God forever. We give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing in this place. So for those of you that are taking notes, I want you to know that the kingdom is open to whosoever will. The rich are welcome in the kingdom. The poor are welcome in the kingdom. Those with serious drug issues are welcome in the kingdom. Now watch how this works. Those that have sexual addictions are welcome in the kingdom. Now watch how this works. But if I'm still struggling with sexual addiction, let me tell you what I've got to do. I've got to pass that person on to someone who doesn't have that problem anymore, who can work them through to victory. I would be one of those individuals because I am now free. I am now able to handle and to manage properly because now I know someone greater is dwelling inside of me. Here, ladies, you may want to close your ears. I am not your traditional pastor, so you'll have to just excuse the moment. Men, let me speak to you. Young men, let me speak to you. I was told so often, so many times, and failed miserably. Here was the statement. Don't let your little head tell your big head what to do. But when you're arrogant and full of yourself, that's exactly what we do. Don't we, men? I'm sorry, Holy Spirit. I'm so sorry. Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. But you must be used to this because you were in those kind of settings where they didn't want to hear when you opened up the scroll, when you began to speak the bread of life and the word of life. But Pastor, can't you at least change the lingo a little bit? That's part of the problem. When I was growing up, it wasn't relevant. I couldn't quite understand because they always wanted to bring theology to places that kids weren't. I needed the bread of life broke down so I could understand it. You come in this house, you're going to understand what I'm teaching, I promise you. You might get mad, but you'll understand. And it's all right if you get mad. That's probably your flesh screaming. So, tell it to go. So I went New Testament to current. And I asked the Lord, can you show me something current before you take me to the Word? And he said, I'm going to take you to Brooklyn. I said, Brooklyn? He said, yes, Jim and Carol Cimbala. I said, tell me about their ministry, Holy Spirit. He said, no, you Google it. And you read all about it. They touch all ethnic groups in Brooklyn. Watch out now, because you're thinking, but we don't have that kind here. We have people from all walks of life and nationalities right here in Levy County. From the time I came in 1988 to 2014, it has changed. And some people can't handle it. Let me get behind the cross. Brooklyn ministers to all ethnic groups. All cultural diversity they minister to. They have supermodels who are on the red carpet, and they have individuals that were drug addicts living in doghouses right outside Brooklyn Tab. But now they're redeemed by the blood, and now they've been set free, and they're singing up in that mammoth choir. That is called kingdom living. I walked up to one of my brothers this morning and I said, I want you to know this is your house. Who actually wrote that was Carol Cimbala. This is your house, a house of prayer. Actually, it belongs to the King. Tell you something else. As this continues to grow, hear this prophetically. We may grow beyond any numbers conceivable to man, but it will de-escalate based on our prayer life. And if we don't have people who are praying together and staying together, as fast as it went up, it'll come down. Because His kingdom is about prayer. So I want to invite others to come join us on Sunday mornings at 9:30 in the Buzz Room for prayer. God's doing incredible things. So let's get a couple backdrops here. It's now 11:40. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous. Let's explain this real clear. He's righteous and we weren't. Listen to it. He is righteous and we weren't. Then what He did is He gave to us what only He could give, His righteousness in exchange for our unrighteousness. You see, as the senior pastor of this house, if we start taking note of who can come and who can't come, then you've got to go back over my resume. I can't be here either. And then you might want to get rid of Moses because he was a murderer. And then you might want to go ahead and take your Bible and rip out everything David wrote. Because David not only committed adultery, and probably who wouldn't when you saw what he saw? Come on, man, can I get a witness? Oh, you guys are so godly. That just blows my mind. Frank spoke on pornography yesterday morning, and there was around 14 men who showed up. Don't kid yourself, ladies. We who have been introduced to that stuff, we are still working through all those gimmicks and gadgets in our minds so that we can treat you the way you deserve to be treated. Hear the word of the Lord this morning. There's some young men in here right now that are struggling with pornography. I had a young man turn his phone in the other day, and when he turned it in, he opened it up because it was on. I said, what? And I called him by name. I said, what? What in the world? And I looked away, and it was a nude girl on his cover. I said, what? What? Pastor, what? Are you stuck? No. He who was righteous suffered so he could give to us a transformation and give us his righteousness where we were unrighteous. But I'm just citing one example. There are so many examples that can be given to what he had to do so that we could come free from what we used to do. I don't want you to miss this morning. And I don't want you to come back to me and ask if we can have a discussion. This is the word of the Lord. Lost people are welcome here. People that have had bad backgrounds are welcome here. You must be kidding yourself that it's good for you but not for them. What cross did you visit? Where did you stand when you went up Golgotha? Was it in front of the one thief who absolutely blasphemed Jesus? Who are you this morning that this is the right place for you, but it's not right for others? Who are you? Who designated you to make that decision? That's the Holy Spirit speaking, by the way, church. Can you imagine how long my ministry... His ministry in me, let me correct that. You know how long he let me continue to minister on his behalf? If he knew where I've been and what he's done for me and how many times he took me out of the hole, he's taken me out of the hole more than once. Yes. I'm sorry, I forgot. I was at that particular church, and I don't want to name any because I used to pastor and serve in some of those. He didn't have to throw the rope down once. He had to throw it down several times for me. And then we're going to stand up and line up and go, oh my God, I can't believe it. You know their track record? May God hit this house with a spirit of repentance. In Revelation 22, verse 17, this blew me away. We're just getting into the introduction. Must be about halftime. Because I got to have some water and a towel to wipe it all off. But wait till the third quarter. Oh, by the way, I'm feeling a lot better now that Syracuse got knocked off. Watch out for the little man. Watch out for the Mercers of college basketball. But what a class act by Coach K. Here's a man who's going to go down probably as the all-time winningest college basketball coach. After the game, which I did not watch, I heard by a report, this is what I'm talking about. When they got beat by Mercer, he personally went to their locker room and congratulated every one of them and said, congratulations for upsetting the big dog. He didn't use that word. Like, they were a number whatever, and they were like Duke's number three. Like, that's a big golf. Why did you share that? Because if you really are who you say you are, you're going to welcome people as they come in from all walks of life. If you're a carrier of his kingdom, man, you're going to give away what he's put in you. But if you're a carrier of another kingdom, oh, woe to you. Oh, did you hear that? That was the first time I think in years I've ever used woe. Jesus used it a lot. Woe to you if you're actually representing the other kingdom. Woe be to you. Because the King of Kings goes, man, the kingdom is wide open, and I see all the minefields, and I see all the holes, but I've got a rope for everybody. And I'll pull them up through the bloodline of my son, and I will rescue them, and I'll give them a new name and a new nature. I'd rather see it than just preach it. So let me pause right here. Bradley, have fun. I'll be back for the message. So the Lord popped this in my heart while we were sitting in there. How do you know him so well? Well, even when I snuck out of the tabernacle and took that girl and we went up there and we did what we... No, never mind. The Holy Spirit said, what are you doing? And guess what, church? He didn't leave. The Holy Spirit didn't leave. You know why he didn't leave? Because I have parents in the background that are praying me out. I want this thing to be so real that some of you won't even come up and speak to me after service. That's when I know I've done a great job. You don't even want to see me. It's like, let me get the heck away from him. because he is bringing the heat, and this thing is so hot, I don't know what to do with it. Hey, this is how crazy it is. Back in that day, that was back in the Woodstock era. You know all that era back there with those that grew up there in the 60s and the 70s when everything was right? Man, we'd go do all that junk in the afternoon. Guess where we were Sunday night? Back in church. And what's crazy about this, once God got me all cleaned up, my little girl at that time, Brittany, who's now a young lady, she began to sing, "My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit." And I thought to myself, why couldn't I understand that back when I was a teenager? Because my body didn't belong to the Holy Spirit, and I wanted him to know that. Amen. Amen. Oh, I didn't openly say to him, "You can't have my body." I just showed him he couldn't.
That's it.
Yes. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Actions speak louder than words. You can say whatever you want to say. But what you do tells God everything about you. Come on, church. Oh, I know you're not sleeping. I know you're not sleeping. I can tell you that much. You might be in a fit of rage, but you're not sleeping. And you're going to be hard-pressed to go to another church where you're going to hear the word of the Lord like you're hearing it this morning. I said hard-pressed. Well, then, oh, I forgot to tell you. So the Lord dropped this in my spirit because he was talking to me when I was a teenager. Why? Because I was called out. Because he saved me before the foundations of the world. But I just didn't want to come in. But when it's time to come in, you're coming in and your loved ones are coming in. Listen, this place is going to be packed by people who are dying to be in a relationship with a Father who loves them. I used to tell the Lord all the time, teenagers, I really do care about you, and I believe in you, and I know my parents love you, and I want to love you, but not right now. When I get a little older. Come on, teenagers. All right, look, don't look at this and go, man, he's too old to talk to us. You must be cracked. Or you may be on crack. Because I'm not too old to tell you that I have gone through stuff that you're facing right now. There's a partial, God, I really love you and I want you, but ooh, man, that's ooh, and it makes me feel so and I like to get And there were times when he had to come by, and that's why I kind of broke down there for a second. There were times when he came by and dropped the rope, and I wouldn't touch it. You know why? Because I saw the blood on the line. And I knew the expense of the blood, and I wasn't ready for the blood because I wasn't ready to give up what I was doing. But Pastor, I thought you were teaching on the kingdom. I am. Watch this. This is going to really blow your mind if I was to back this up with all the scriptures. Are you ready? Even when I was in sin, God loved me. Even when I was doing jacked up, stupid, wrong things, God still said, he's my child, and I'm going to bring him in. I'm going to draw him. I'm going to bring him in. That's why when we're done in a few moments, we're going to go back and we're going to sing, "One Thing Remains." And I want you to know, you can't out-sin God's love. I'm sorry, Bradley, just enjoy. You can't out-sin God's love. Let me say it again. I know you're thinking I'm loud. I don't even need a microphone. Listen, you can't out-sin God's love. When you have sinned and double-dog sinned and triple-dog sinned and you've done it all and you're up against the wall and everything is smattered on the wall, God's love is going to come to rescue you. Woo. Woo. So let me have the attention of all those that are still playing on that side of the fence. I won't look at you. You don't have to look at me. Just listen to the Holy Spirit. It is incredible fun while you're doing it. Because like while the invitation was being given as a high school student, I could feel the tug of the Lord asking me to go to the front. And we would all be standing, and I would be holding on. It wasn't shaking, but I was just holding on because I'd already caught her eye on the other side. And I divided heart, folks. And it was like, I know I should be going, but I know where I'm going. Uh-oh, got real quiet again. Uh-oh. I felt the draw of the Holy Spirit under Pastor Harold Walker and under Schreier and a bunch of other names that don't mean a thing to you, but that's the legacy of my life. I could feel the Holy Ghost drawing me, but I already had my eyes set on what I was going to get ready to do. You don't have to go out here to have sex this afternoon, but some of you have already made up your mind. I'm shutting this down. I'm not listening to another thing he has to say. And when I get out of here, I'm not coming back. But let me tell you something. Don't be a hindrance to the kingdom. So now here's what the Holy Spirit gave to me this morning. Instead of having a sunrise service, which only church people come to, which I think is funny, you think about that and meditate upon it. We're going to have a sunrise breakfast. Not for us. We're going to get it out into the community. Anybody that wants a breakfast, swing by Forward Church. Yes. Forward Ministry. Come eat a breakfast. We're not going to try to hook you. We're not going to try to drag you into the ministry. We just want you to know he's alive, he's risen. And come have a breakfast and you can go. God laid that up. I know. Yeah, I know. And then, you know, you're a worshiper, so I can talk to you because I know your daughter. I saw you worshiping. The Lord asked me to take a look across the house to see where the worshipers were. And she was worshiping. Now can I remember what the Holy Spirit just gave to me? Oh, Jesus. I'm good when I can just stay right there close to my notes. But every baby has to come off the breast. Every baby's got to come off the bottle. Every baby's got to have that cord cut. Paul said it this way, I am sick and tired of giving you milk when you should be on meat. What in the world are you doing? That's what he said to the church at Corinth. Now, why'd you bring that up? Because as many of us have been in the kingdom a long time, we got to get the doors opened. Here. Here. Out there. Somebody, I'll come back. If I don't, that means it fell away. But I'm not going to fall away. I'll never fall away because I'm done with the world system. Let me back up a second. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So young people and young adults and those that still are playing on both sides of the fence, it is a blast while you're in it. But I always felt terrible after I had done it. Whatever it was, and it wasn't just, and I love your blessed little heart and mind. Man, he must have been one sick pervert. And you? And you? You righteous prig. And you? I never said I was a sexual pervert. I just simply said I had an addiction. And it wasn't just to that. I thought, yeah, we are talking about the kingdom. Because if you guys are not going to welcome in people from all walks of life and backgrounds that are different than yours, then you're going to have to leave or God's got to call me out of here. Because you can't run me out. I would only go if God says you're done. And it's a dangerous thing to have a man of God shake his feet as he leaves the city. You might get into the Word once in a while and check that out. I'm telling you that Jesus himself said, whosoever will may come. Come where? Into isolation or participation? Oh, you can come, but you sit over here. Because you carry this stigma. Because you're this. You've been here and done that. That's called isolation. And isolation will be devastation when the enemy begins to hone in on you. Now, how can you say that? Because that's what I did as a kid. I began to isolate myself from my mom and dad. Didn't want to come to family devotions. Didn't want to hear God's word. Didn't want to be around prayer because I was so miserable. Felt good when I was doing what I was doing. But after it was over, man, I was sick as a dog. So God's word is true. There is fun in sin for a season. But when that season's over, the pain is, oh, it's ridiculous. So I just want to remind those of you who may still be doing what I used to do, and it wasn't just in that one area. When you get sick enough, you're going to look for the physician. And it won't be at Shands, and it won't be at North Florida, And it won't be down on West Park Avenue at his doctor's office. You're going to go to the head physician. Yeah. And you're going to say, you know what? I am a wounded sheep. Yeah. I am bleeding internally. And I'm going to ask that you will come now and salvage the rest of what I have here on earth and get me out of this thing, and I'll never again fall back into it. Man, I sense the Holy Spirit here. Woo! Woo! I'm bringing it, brother. I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it. The anointing right now is greater than what my body can handle. And see, some of you will go, man, that's weird. But if I was to translate that over into an addiction, you could understand that. If you take too much drugs, the drugs will be greater than what your body can take. The glory of God is greater than what you and I can house. Oh, Jesus, help us. So, Lord, you need to temper this because, whew, this body right here is like, huh. So, this is how bold the Holy Spirit is. I don't know if I'll ever come back. Who knows? Depends if the Lord gives that back to me. So I'm sitting in there, and he lays this out about a sunrise breakfast. And I started right away with my won't-do list. Why it won't work. I run it faster than you do. I've been in the ministry longer than you. I ran it immediately. And then he asked me, he had the audacity to be braver than some of those girls. And oh, by the way, parents, today's girls are a lot more riskier than the ones I had back in that day. Yeah. They'll drop it in a heartbeat. Especially if you pop what they want back the right way. Now, kids know what I'm talking about. Because sometimes, hey guys, let me help you out a little bit. They're willing to have sex with you, but that's not really what they're after. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break it too much to you. I belong in the schools, don't I? But you're responsible for this generation. You, as adults, are responsible for this generation. This is a great place to be. So the Holy Spirit was so brave this morning. And he said, as I finished up my list inwardly, you all know you're talking to yourself right now. Like, is he about done? I am really tired. Well, go to bed. So you can get a good night's rest to come under the sound of the gospel. But if you're staying up late at night and you don't have any prep time, you can't play. I saw Bill Belichick the other day at one of the games, and let me tell you something. If he was in here right now, he'd give me a standing ovation. I'm amazed at how many Christians do not come to the house of the Lord prepared for anything unless they're prepared to do what I used to do. Here, let me switch it. Now, I can't believe she's here again. What the? Is she doing here? Man, I'm so sick and tired. I can't stand her guts, and she comes to church. So it doesn't have to be about sex. It don't have to be about alcohol. It could be the fact that you're here and she's here, and oh my God, can we both be at the cross? You sure can. You can have the one who denied him. How's that sound to you? Man, I hate his guts. It don't bother me. Man, I can't stand Pastor. I don't care. I just did the 7 cardinal rule with our students at Hilltop the other day, and the one that I brought out was this. Never be concerned about what others think about you when you're doing what's right. You think Jesus ran around going, wonder what they think about that, and that's going to be next Sunday. What are they going to do now? Because I just touched a leper, and everybody says unclean, and I'm a holy man, and I just touched the leper. Now I'm unclean. Oh, no. You think Jesus went around doing that? No, he did not. He let the chips fall where they may. Because he knew what he was looking for. He knew that he was preparing another city. And he was going to head to that city. And he was going to bring us all in. I know some of you are still waiting to hear. So what the Holy Ghost? Yeah. Woo! In case you may have gotten lost out there. Because, you know, once that boat starts, if you don't get up on those skis, you better let go. Because this boat has been moving for some time since I came up on the platform. I'm hoping that you were able to get up on the ski or up on your boogie board. Because if you didn't, I know we got to turn around and go back and get you. Or I may just let you swim over to the side. Make sure you don't see one because they may be on both sides. What's that, Pastor? Gators could be on either side. So you better stay up on your skis as we close this morning. So when I got done with all my religious stuff before the Father in prayer time, which is a dangerous place to disagree with God, by the way. How many of us disagree with God in prayer? Woo! Woo! That's a dangerous place to begin doing that. So he said this to me. Because I've been telling him lately, I'm all in, I'm all in, I'm all in. Whatever you want me to do. If you don't even want me to preach, just live out what I know. I'll do whatever you want, I'll do it. He said, are you willing to take money out of retirement to have the breakfast fulfilled? Gulp. Okay, Lord, you can have that too. You know why? He owns everything. See, we think he does. But boy, when we get it down here, it's another story. So whatever it takes for us to do that breakfast, not for our people. Come on, boys and girls. Let's all go and get inside the house. And let's have breakfast and say, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Oh, isn't that great? I'm 60 years old. I've heard that so many times it makes me barf. And I get around people that are as powerless as the open tomb is today. If I believe he is risen, then let's put something behind it and go invite whosoever will. Just come and have a breakfast. As we get ready to close, I'll be back, Bradley. You have not wasted your time last night. I sent all the notes and everything to him, and I've covered so much this morning. Outside the notes. Mr. Hastings and Mr. Edison and others who used to come in and critique me when I was in the classroom, they said, man, you've got magnificent lesson plans. But man, when we watch you and we listen to you, you are dynamic and all of that, but we have a hard time following your lesson plans. And I would always say, just let me know how the test scores are. Just let me know how the students' grades are. Because that's the bottom line. You can have perfect lesson plans, but if your delivery model sucks, and I did say that, so accept it, you got big issues when they start testing out. I like good lesson plans, but I hope the delivery model is so good that when Jordan takes his test, it's with flying colors. What does that mean? He's not going to be addicted to what I used to be addicted to, and he's not going to be a limited thinker in his mind of who can come into the kingdom. That's cool. I love the Holy Spirit. As I was turning the corner to come back up, he said, let's close. Because I know I'm working with him. So I'm going to close with this verse. I love the Holy Spirit. I didn't used to. Man, he was like a washing machine. Agitate the heck out of me. And aggravate me. And make me feel miserable. Here's another example. Let me show you how real the Holy Spirit is. What are we doing here? Oh, about time. I'm coming through town to go pick up. I was supposed to meet somebody for breakfast this morning. It was a cancellation. So I said, hey, Josh. He said, I'm all in. So I went to Hardee's, and I was going to Hardee's down Main Street. The Holy Spirit just whispered so gently to me. He said, you need to slow down. I looked at Robin's speedometer, which is different than mine. Because my truck, I don't have to worry about that. You can put your foot all the way to the floor, and you're still going 15. No joke, I'm going to work, you know, which I go every day, 27, and I've got my foot on the gas, and I'm rolling right along. People just pass me, and I look at them and go, what the heck? I've got to be off at least 15 miles an hour. I go, that's all right, baby. Come on, baby, let's go. You and me, girl. Come on. So I swing through. Yeah, I said, yeah, to the Holy Spirit. I know y'all don't do that. I know you don't. I know you guys are just so respectful to the Holy Spirit, and you always give ground, and you always yield to the Holy Spirit, and you're never smart back to him. I know you're not. I know. So I go through Hardee's and get my stuff, and I head back past the high school, and I heard this, he talks to you too, or stop singing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me. Stop singing that if he's not doing it. And he went, and I looked over to the right in the parking lot, and sure enough, there they were on a diagonal cut set so they could catch traffic either way or coming around on 27 to the red light at the high school. I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. But after the fact, I'm so gracious after he proves himself right. But, and please don't be offended, and I don't use profanity freely, but I'm such a jackass when I make him, like, prove to me. But the moment he proves himself over and over again, which he doesn't even have to do because he's always right, I always graciously go, thank you. Now you see what kind of a teenager I used to be. But look where he's brought me from. Closing verse, and then we're going to have communion together. And all the doors of this place, and I asked him, I said, really? Is it really an open door? He said, go through the building and look at all the doors that have access out and in. Open up the doors of your heart. Open up the doors of your mind. Open up the doors of this house. He is the provider of all of our needs, both in our homes and in this house, and he will bring whosoever will. They're going to come in one way, but they're going to go out another way. That's a word from the Lord for those that understand the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Closing verse. Never seen this before. I've read it. Revelation 22, 17. With this we close. We've got to be deep in the fourth quarter. But we've got the lead and the ball and the clock. And they're mad and we're happy. You can translate that. If you've read the end of the book, you know the body of Christ will win. He has given you all authority. See, you think it's all the time I use sports. And I just feel sorry for you. He's given to you the entire region to bring to him. And he even knows the time of our lives are in his hands. And the opposition, which would be only the enemy, hates the fact that you've come under the sound of the gospel today, and now your hearts are open, your minds are open, your eyes are open, and you see clearly whoever is in that hole. I will be the first one to go like the Good Samaritan, and I will drop that rope, and I'll bring them and lead them to the cross. And now the verse. Holy Spirit of God. Are you ready? Revelation 22, 17. I didn't used to be a part of this. I am today. Church, who's the bridegroom? Jesus. Who's the bride? We are. Listen to this verse. It shocked me as I was watching one of the games yesterday afternoon. Listen, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes to take water of life without cost. Let us pray.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.com. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.